Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, September 13th. I'm Ray Graff. The Hudson Valley Garlic Fest happens at the end of this month in Saugerties. The Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Fest is tomorrow. And you know what? Garlic Fests pop up all over the place at this time of year. And in celebration, we dive back into the world of garlic. We welcome Tony Carlotto of Rolling Rock Salt, Rayma Rotindo of Rockerbox Spice Company, Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farm in Hudson, and Pat Pretorius, publicity chairperson for the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest. You got a question about garlic? Yeah, we have a lot of people who can answer that. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Garlic, coming up. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival is happening the last weekend of this month in Saugerties, New York. For over 30 years, this two-day event, hosted by the Kiwanis Club of Saugerties, has been a destination for garlic lovers to eat, shop, and learn about garlic. And today we welcome Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt, Rayma of Rockerbox Spice Company, Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farm in Hudson, and Pat Pretorius, who wears the garlic halo today, publicity chairperson for the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest, also the current pres of the Saugerties Kiwanis Club. If you want to talk about garlic, this is your chance. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Hello, gang. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's always fun to be here.
This might be the, and also Bailey Carlotto's here too, is the CEO of Rolling Rock.
Close, but getting there.
Welcome to all of you, and it's great to have everybody back. Let's talk garlic today. First, let's say hello to everybody. Tony, it's been a while. The last time you were on, I was on vacation.
You were on vacation.
Which is how I plan it usually.
We still have fun.
Yeah. Oh, good. You had a good time?
Yes, we did.
Sarah LaDuke's
fabulous.
A lot of fun. Well, great. What's happening at Rolling Rock Farm?
Getting ready for the garlic festivals for Saugerties at the end of the month in Bethlehem, Connecticut in the middle of October.
And there's also another one coming up tomorrow. And it's Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Fest. And it's just possible Julie Webster, who is the co-chair of that event, will be calling in maybe halfway through the show. Ray, how are things going over at Rockerbox Spice Company?
Things are great. I'm in Garlic Festival season as well. I'll be there tomorrow at the Little Falls Garlic Festival in Mohawk Valley. We've had the Vermont one, and then Saugerties is coming up in Connecticut.
How many of these a year do you do, Rayma?
Garlic festivals? I'll be at 4 or 5 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is now peak season for you.
It is, yeah. They coincide with garlic harvest.
Okay, well, let's talk to the gardener here. Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farm. Welcome. Your first chance here on the show.
Thank you.
Depending on how it goes, you may never come back. Maybe you don't want to. All right, so this is the time for garlic to be harvested?
We harvest it in July, but now we're cleaning it up and packing it up for these festivals.
Does it take some time sort of drying and seasoning before you bring it out?
Yeah. The reason garlic is so much is due to the labor intensity of it. It's harvested from the ground. We bring it into greenhouses and we dry it. And then it's cured in the greenhouse for about 5 to 10 days, depending on the temperature. And then it's cleaned up and packed up and ready for sale.
Tell me a little about HomeQuest Farm. Now, this goes way back, right?
So HomeQuest Farms, last year we had our 80th anniversary. I'm the third generation, and we farm just about 500 acres, and about a half of it is vegetables, and the other is crops. We have greenhouses, and we sell plants. We sell all kinds of vegetables, and garlic is one of our staple crops.
Now, permit me to be wrong because I do a lot of research, but didn't that farm begin as a cattle farm?
It sure did. Yep, my grandfather back in 1943.
Wow.
Yep, he started with milk cows, and the reason our last name is Holmes, but the farm is HomeQuest because he had a name to herd.
Oh, so and that was a state law or still is?
Yep. Well, I'm not sure about now, but it was.
Interesting. And what prompted the switch to crops?
Well, as everybody knows, the price of milk to the farmer is the same now as it was back in the 60s and 70s.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
My father started vegetables, and then we got plants that came out of like North Carolina. And one year they came up and they had the tobacco mosaic virus. And he decided to put up a greenhouse and started growing his own plants. And then people were coming and saying, hey, can we buy some of your plants? And he was like, okay.
So wow.
Then we put another greenhouse and another. And now we got about 60,000 square feet of nursery.
That's amazing. When that disaster happened, I wondered, you said it was your father or grandfather who did that?
My grandfather started it.
No, when the switch happened?
My father.
Okay. Did he have any inkling that it would be so successful with the switch?
No, never. But I'm sure he didn't, you know, with the milk cows, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's no break.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the vegetables and that, we work hard during the summer and take it a little easy in the fall and
like
the winter.
Yeah. All right. Bailey Carlotto, how are things going with you? You're the youngest member of the Rolling Rock Salt team, and what's happening?
Well, life's been great. That's all I can really say. Thanks to Tony, what I call him Poppy, as most people in
Poppy.
The Northeast know. he's really helped me do a lot of stuff. In 2021, I started Bailey Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
How's that working out for you?
It's working out really well. Yep, 2 years.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an entrepreneur, and great to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
And then there's Pat. Pat, you took off your garlic halo.
It interferes with my headphones.
You know what? You're such a pro. You're such a pro. There you are.
Does it?
Yeah. And Rayma made that.
Sorry you can't see me out
I
there.
I sure did.
Rayma made that, yes?
Yes, she did.
Okay, and it's beautiful. It's garlic, full garlics. With some flowers. How long does it take you to make one of those, Rayma?
About half an hour, not counting the designing. I make them different every year.
Yeah?
And, I didn't for many years. I just wore one selfishly, and people would stop asking me, how can I get one of those?
I wore it all during the festival last year. And
me too.
You do get a lot of looks.
He does.
But then they all ask, where'd you get that?
Well, Pat, tell us about this year's Garlic Fest down in Saugerties happening,
the 28th and 29th.
28th and
29th. Saturday and Sunday.
Last weekend of the month.
All about it. Well, we're gearing up for a really good festival. We're back to our pre-COVID vendor numbers, which we're very happy about.
Mm.
And we've added a few, believe it or not, we are going to be able to take credit cards at some of the entrances.
Oh, are you excited about that?
Well, yeah, and I think our attendees are more excited than we are.
How many vendors?
Over 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in years past, but the proceeds go toward good things that the Kiwanis Clubs
right.
do.
All of our proceeds go back to the community. We support Boys and Girls Clubs, Scouting Groups, scholarships for seniors. There's quite a list, and we're very proud of the Garlic Festival and that we can do so much for the community.
Now, how can you guarantee the good weather? Did you have good weather last year?
We had a little rain for setup on Friday, and then it was foggy Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was slow, and then as soon as the sun came out, it was like, bam!
Wow. Oh, that's great. The number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk garlic with our guests today, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Before we get into the questions and such, Rayma, what did you make? It's delicious.
I brought my favorite summertime snack. It's Sun Gold cherry tomatoes from my garden, covered in my everything bagel blend, which is light on the salt and really heavy on the garlic.
Okay, now tell us a little bit more, for those who were not tuned in last year, Rockerbox Spice Company. What do you do? What's your thing?
So Rockerbox, I specialize in garlic and onion powders. And I got into this not because I'm a chef or have any culinary background. I do not. I was just an avid home cook that wanted to find a really good garlic powder that would actually cut down the time that I was spending cooking and actually taste like garlic, and was perplexed at how hard impossible it was to find it, even living in New York City at the time. And so in my indignation that I couldn't find a really good garlic powder and that cooking with real garlic and Whole Foods was somewhat incompatible with my lifestyle at the time. I was working really long hours. I started making my own. And so that was 12 years ago. Now I've got a full line of all different kinds of garlic powders. I've brought my black garlic dust, roasted garlic flakes. I've also got shallot flakes.
Shallot flakes?
Yeah.
Is that new?
They're not. They're really popular. They're like onion confetti. They're just beautiful
onion
and so
confetti.
Flavorful. But
genius.
Yeah, my goal is just to make cooking with whole foods and really flavorful ingredients approachable to people with less experience and less time. But because they're single ingredient spices, they're also they have great appeal for chefs and people that know good spices.
Well, I'm really digging the everything bagel
on
these little tomatoes. They're fantastic. So good job there.
Thanks.
Quickly, before we take a break, and the number here is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock. In the old days, back years ago when you were on the show, you grew so many different varieties of garlic, and now you've pared it back a little bit, yeah?
Yes, following Tom's steps. The German Red's one of the greatest garlics to grow. I did a bunch of elephant garlic last year.
Elephant garlic?
I've been blackening.
How big is that?
Oh, 4 or 5 inches across. It's good size.
Yeah.
Good cloves. But I always dissed it. It's an alien family. It's related to the leek. It's a garlic that's not a garlic, but is a garlic.
Okay.
Is that word salad?
No, it's fine.
I've been blackening it. This makes the best black garlic incredible. Nice and sweet that pops out of the skins easily.
You know what? I'm so excited that you haven't made me hit the 7-second delay so far. This is a new record for you.
We'll dust it off in case.
Let's take a break. It's garlic today. 800-348-2551. We'll be back. All right, panel, can you tell me what that song was? Anybody?
Let the Good Times Roll at WAMC Studio.
That's very good. No, that's a big band version of the Allman Brothers, Stand Back. Isn't that cool? The big band of brothers there on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. If you want to talk garlic with us, we have Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt Farm. We have Rayma from Rockerbox Spice Company, Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farms in Hudson, and Pat Pretorius, who is the head honcho in the publicity department over at the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest, which happens the last weekend of this month in Saugerties. And this email came in. Maybe, Tom, you can jump in here, too, and Tony as well. Jerome writes, my wife and I recently retired and moved into the home we built in the Adirondack Park. We are from Syracuse and always enjoyed the garlic and scapes she grew in our yard there. After 2 seasons of failure at successfully growing garlic at our new home, we're told that cherry trees are the problem. We're surrounded by a deciduous forest, and a lot of the trees are black cherries. Is this true? Anything we can do about that? Jump right in there.
Well, garlic likes full sun.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that
and
makes sense.
So maybe a little bit of shade, but I've the only thing I know is the soil needs to be neutral. And
pH.
Maybe something with the leaves, or a lot of people get problems with like pine needles.
Changing the pH.
Yes.
Lowering the pH.
Yep. And what I tell everybody is, if you're going to grow, whether it's garlic, vegetables, whatever, is to do a pH test to start with. That way you can know what your soil is, and then you can adjust it. But if you don't know what your soil is, no matter what you grow, it's not going to be to the potential it could be.
So do you have to amend your soil to get it there?
I've, in 15 years of growing garlic, I've never planted it in the same spot.
Yeah.
And you need to amend your field to whatever you're growing, whether it be tomatoes, garlic, corn.
So how much garlic do you grow? Is there room for you to move it to a new spot every year?
Yeah, we farm almost 500 acres,
yeah.
But we grow about 4 acres of garlic.
And how much garlic a year would that add up to?
Around 30,000 pounds.
Wow. That's a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Tony Carlotto, you have grown your share of garlic over the year. Have you ever done pH tests on your soil and stuff?
Tell the truth, I haven't, but it's a very important thing to do. So Tom was right there.
Well, you grow some great garlic.
Yep. So. I put lots of good stuff on it.
Do you think you got lucky then with the soil?
Nope, I make sure to take care of it.
Yeah?
Good stuff and good music.
But how do you take care of the soil beside the music?
Good stuff. From goats, chickens, sheep, horses.
Oh, animals.
Animal waste.
Now I understand. Boy, that's a
He's
nice
trying
way.
To be good.
For you, that's a very nice way to put it.
I had a cherry tree next to my thing, the same thing, never had any trouble with that. But
only one.
Yeah. But I've seen cedar trees having trouble with apples. You get some scaling or browning on them. So that's one thing I know of it. Mm-hmm. I had a line of cedar trees in the last 40 years. It's grown from 2 feet tall to 40 feet tall now. So
wow.
It's a windbreaker. They're coming down, I think, soon.
It's garlic today and whatever else we decide to talk about. Rayma from Rockerbox Spice Company, Tony and Bailey from Rolling Rock Salt Farm, Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farms, and Pat Pretorius from the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest. And what's new in garlic? I mean, you guys are regulars at some of these fests. What's the latest? We've talked about the chocolate and the ice cream and everything else.
They're all great fun. People say, I've never been to a garlic fest. So you've got to get to one.
Yeah.
It's beyond what you think as far as buying anything, meeting nice people. And for us, we go every year. We have developed friendships and almost like families. So Tom and Raymond and I all go to the same festivals, and we've known each other for a while, and new people we meet, just even customers we meet. Just a fabulous family-oriented thing to go to.
Tom, you go to how many of these a year?
Like four.
Yeah, so you do the same rounds that these two do as well?
Yep.
But that takes away from time at the farm, yeah?
Well, I couldn't do it without a good crew that I got at the farm.
So you get lucky and get to go out and...
Yeah, so I took my girlfriend last time. I said, we're going to go up to the lake for the weekend. So she was all happy. She packed her bags and everything, had her swimsuit, and we went to the garlic festival that was at Lake Geneva.
And that's your ex-girlfriend?
Well, I hope she sticks around for a while.
Still smiling.
Number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk garlic with our experts today on this edition of Food Friday. What is elephant garlic? Now, it's leeks?
It's related more to the leek family. It's a mild garlic, and people ask for it for years. Says, no, I don't have it, and it's not really a garlic. Like I said before, it's a garlic that's not a garlic. Well, I started experimenting last year. I grew some, blackened a bunch. It makes a wonderful black garlic. It's incredible. The flavor, the consistency on it. So I put 500 cloves in last year, and I'm in the middle of processing that right now. Most of it in the black garlic pot. I'm doing some for seed garlic, but it's really fabulous. They make nice scapes. You can even eat the leaves. There's little things called corms, like a bigger ear, a kernel of corn that grow off the bottom. It'll reseed, and they have like leeks coming up, and you're like a green garlic, green elephant garlic come up every year.
And this is very popular nowadays.
I think it's getting popular.
What's black garlic, too.
The black garlic's incredible. I can't keep up with that.
Now, black garlic, it's how you...
It's processed. It's beyond roasting, beyond fermentation, to reach a point called a Maillard reaction. It's a complete chemical changeover. To me, I always say it's the epitome of umami. It's a big word. It's not you, Daddy. We got to do an umami show.
Yeah. Pop this open, see what that smells like.
Okay, so smell this
that. This is black garlic dust.
Black garlic dust. Okay.
Black cocaine.
You know what, Tony? Here we go.
Where's that button?
All right.
Where's the button?
Oh, it smells great. Can I just have a little dab of that? Whoops, that's a big dab.
A little more than that.
Here, let's pass it around.
We roll up a dollar bill for you.
You know what?
Pass it around. Here, Tony also brought a clove for you to try of black garlic that's not dehydrated.
I love that. Rayma, that is delicious. It's not overpowering. I thought it would be very strong.
It's incredible. It loves anything beefy, tomatoey, soups, stews.
You know what this means? I will have to sleep outside tonight.
No, it's not. It's sweet like candy. You've tried it before. It's not stinky. Mm. Doesn't ward off vampires.
Oh, my gosh. That is sweet. How does it get so sweet?
In the further process, fermentation.
You putting sugar in it?
No, it makes it convert its own stuff to sugar, their own enzymes into sugar with it.
That is delicious.
Garlic actually has a lot of natural sugars in it. Whenever you cook with it, you notice your fingers get sticky?
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
That is, and who grew that?
That's mine, yeah.
Yeah, that's tremendous stuff.
So good.
Now, do you do the black garlic too, Tom?
Yep. Yeah. You can make black garlic out of any kind of garlic. This is some of the garlic that we grow. It's German red.
It's not red, man. It's white.
Well, when you peel it down, it's got a, like a purplish tint, but it's got a nice garlic flavor, but it's got a little bit of heat to it.
Mm.
But I mean, like I said, this is 15 years of growing it back, and the size of it is just, it gets better and better.
Yeah, the biggest heads by anybody's doing.
Huge.
What do you mean 15 years of growing it back?
So 15 years ago, I bought about 1,000 pounds of seed garlic, and for the first 4 years, I never sold it. I just harvested it and planted it back and planted it back, and this is the 15th season.
And you said in, before the show that it gets better and better every year. Why?
It gets acclimated to the ground that you're planting it in. Everybody's got a different kind of soil. Down at the farm, we got Knickerbocker. That's our soil type. And it just it gets acclimated to what you're growing it in, and it gets better and better and better.
Now, are you actively fertilizing all this stuff?
So what we do, I'm not an organic farmer certified,
right?
But the only thing we use is composted chicken manure.
Ah,
it does wonders. And during the course of the season, we'll give it a little bit of water, but the only thing it gets is composted chicken manure.
Now, you use Knickerbocker soil, and you have 15 years now of the same garlic, basically, yep, over and over, and changing and adapting. Can you tell, if you went to the Garlic Fest and you tried your red German or German red,
yep,
and you tried someone else's, can you really tell the difference?
You know what? I've never done it, but I think I would imagine you could.
It's a new goal for the Garlic Festival.
Aha.
We'll
and by the way,
compare German red.
Thank you, publicity chairperson, for reminding me. The Hudson Valley Garlic Fest happens the last
week. I've been very quiet
weekend.
Over here.
You've been very good so far. Not as good as Tony. The number here is 800-348-2551. While we have a minute, let's go to our guest line and let's welcome Julie Webster, who is co-chair of the 21st annual Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Fest, which is in Little Falls, New York, tomorrow. Julie, welcome.
Thank you.
So great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the Mohawk Valley Fest.
It is a party and a half.
Yeah.
We have 97 vendors tomorrow showing up with garlic and herbs and food products and food to eat while you're there and all kinds of fun.
Fantastic. And, well, I think the weather is going to be really nice. You have that great slogan, eat, stink, and be merry. And 21 years, how has your festival grown?
Oh, well, we started with 8 little farmers, like a tiny little farmer's market, and now it is a huge party. We do horse and carriage rides along the canal, and we literally eat, stink, and be merry all day long.
Do you like garlic yourself, or do you not touch the stuff?
I do. No, I love garlic. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. You know, you should go on down and visit Pat over at the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest at the end of the month.
Yes. I might try.
Yeah, I mean, you should stick together. Because
I think we should.
You should stink together.
Stink together.
That's right.
Yes. Uh-huh. Always a stinking good time, right? Uh-huh.
Any entertainment or anything that we need to know about, Julie Webster?
We have live music all day. We have 4 separate bands coming. Fantastic things.
Nice.
Yes.
And so free horse rides and carriage rides on the Erie Canal. That's nice.
Yes.
So this is
good. My favorite part. It has nothing to do with garlic.
How do people find out more about this?
It is mvghf.com, like Mohawk Valley Garlic Herb Festival, mvghf.com.
And this is one day only, tomorrow, yeah?
Just tomorrow, we make a giant mess of the place. We close off all the streets, and we have a fantastic party all day, and then we clean it all up, and by Sunday, you have no idea it ever happened.
That is fantastic. And what time does it begin tomorrow?
10 to 5 tomorrow.
All right. Well, Julie Webster, thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us. It is the Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Fest in Little Falls, 21st annual. It's mvghf.com. Good luck and have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling in. Well, I'll tell you what, Pat, I'm sure you're going to go and just try to steal some ideas, right?
Sure.
Yeah. How many?
No, I can't go this weekend.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Go this weekend?
No, I just heard about it yesterday on your radio station.
Talk a little bit about, a little more about the Kiwanis Club, because a lot of people, I mean, that to me, that it's kind of like a different time. It harkens back to the 40s, 50s, 60s, and a lot of people growing up now don't even know what
right,
the Kiwanis
exactly.
Club does.
Yeah, the Kiwanis Club is an international organization. You can find it all over the world, and the basic theme of the club is to care for kids. So most of our fundraising, well, our fundraising is the Garlic Festival, but our proceeds go to taking care of kids, sending them to camp, getting them clothing. We give the nurses in the schools credit cards to give to families who need clothes for their kids. We have scholarships for seniors. We do something with the Ulster County Community College, which is a President's Challenge program, which we're very excited about. And
what is that?
Well, an eighth grader has to write an essay in order to be selected for the program. So once they start their ninth grade, they have a special mentor in the school and also at Ulster County Community College. I should say SUNY Ulster.
That's right.
No, sorry.
Understood.
I know. And then they are helped all through their high school career. And then when they graduate from high school, their 2 years at SUNY Ulster is paid for.
Ah.
Yeah. So
that's a cool thing.
Yeah. No, it is real. There are a lot of people who do this. It's a great program at SUNY Ulster.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, you know, food pantries. Yeah, it's funny because I don't think most people don't realize that it's a community club that's running the Garlic Festival. They think it's some big corporation that's doing this to make money. I had one of those on my Facebook. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all volunteers.
It's a lot of volunteer
all
hours
volunteers,
before,
yes.
During, and after.
Sure. We take a month off, January. Then we start our meetings again. As well as the Kiwanis meetings, we have a Garlic Festival meeting once a month.
So you'll be planning next year's by February.
February,
wow,
yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Pat, well, it's a big event.
It is a huge event. Pat Pretorius is here from the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest. We're joined by Rayma of Rockerbox Spice Company, Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt Farm, and also Bailey Carlotto is with us today, and Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farms. Bailey, what grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth grade.
Yep.
So maybe you should go for the scholarship.
No, that's why I was giving her a dirty look a minute ago.
Why? It's not your thing?
Essays are not my thing.
You know, but you're clearly so brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a businesswoman already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the student also has to be the first person in their family who'll be going to college.
Aha.
Ever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ever.
Fair enough. Our number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk garlic with us, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org. Garrett writes in, I love garlic. As a home cook, it's a common ingredient in most of my meals. That being said, I know this question may sound odd. Are there any, here we go, are there any desserts that can use garlic as the star ingredient?
Oh, boy.
I like to experiment, so I hope one of your experts have an idea for me. And Garrett, you did great on the punctuation this time. I castigated Garrett earlier in the week because it was one run-on sentence, but it was perfect this time. All right, so desserts with garlic. We might as well get this out of the way.
I know of one. There's a vendor, a friend of mine at the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival, Ardent Homesteader, and she makes black garlic brownies and roasted garlic blondies, and they're out of this world.
Did you bring those last
year? Do you remember those?
Yes.
They're unbelievable.
Yes.
And the garlic is very subtle, and it enhances the sweetness and the chocolatey flavor of the brownies. They're unreal.
You know, I would look askance at garlic ice cream or something like that, but now that I've had that black garlic just straight up, I could maybe see this.
I've seen an article about it this week, the black garlic and ice cream.
Really?
But black garlic and regular ice cream, or garlic and regular ice cream was good. I tried it last year.
You had it.
And Kristen from Arden Farm, getting ready to send her little care packets of some black garlic.
Oh,
hoping
yeah.
She'd be there. She has time to make those
She'll be there.
Wonderful blondies and black garlic brownies.
Yeah, they're killer.
Killer, yep, absolutely.
You know, what? The texture of this black garlic, could you make a cobbler with it?
You could.
Ooh.
I don't know if it comes out a little bit harder, some a little bit softer. I saved the softer ones for pizza dough. Or bread dough and make stuff with that. The medium ones are cut up for pizza topping.
Yeah.
Put in any kind of recipe. It likes to be sauteed with mushrooms. Goes good with beef. Like I made a chuck steak roast the other day. I braised that down with white garlic, white elephant garlic, and the black garlic. It's killer. I just put the cloves inside the juice for a while till they got soft, and it's just like a peanut butter spreading on top.
Really?
All over. What a flavor, really thick flavor.
Bailey, he's like a mad scientist in many ways, isn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
Not in all ways. Nope. But most ways. Most ways.
All right.
I think in any savory dessert, you could probably throw the garlic in there, like with pumpkin or squash or.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Rayma's nodding her head.
Well, it gets cooked, like it gets sweeter, going, yeah? You're right, with it being sweet, just cooked a little bit, gets nice. And
yeah, there's something
roasted
about...
Roasted garlic is more edible.
All right, well, let's pick up on this dessert angle when we after we take a break here. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's garlic today with Rayma, Tom, Tony, Bailey, Pat, and me, and you. 800-348-2551. We'll be back. Food Friday, Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. The Hudson Valley Garlic Fest happens the last weekend of this month in Saugerties, and the Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Fest tomorrow in Little Falls. We have a garlic festival going on here in Studio A, and it smells a lot like garlic. I'm not going to kid around. Tony Carlotto and Bailey Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt. We have Rayma from Rockerbox Spice Company, Tom Holmes from HomeQuest Farms, and Pat Pretorius from the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest with us. And Tom, you made a great point in the break about why it's not a bad educational experience for people who have never been to a garlic fest to go to one.
Correct. I think that if you got a chance, the weather's good, come out to the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival, because all the garlic that you see there is grown in the United States. Point being is that I think it's about 90% of the garlic that you get in the stores is from China.
You're kidding me.
Yes. Only like 10% of the garlic is from the United States. And out of that 10%, I think 8 of it is California. And the other 2% is the other 48 states.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they can do it a lot cheaper. The reason that garlic is so expensive is because it's so labor intensive.
Yeah.
Everything that we do is hand work. It's planted by hand. It's weeded by hand. It's picked by hand. It's cleaned by hand. When you get these big scale farms, they can do it with machines, which can cut down the cost. And that's why you can go to the supermarkets and you can get like 4 or 5 bulbs for a couple dollars rather than a couple dollars for one bulb.
They don't just make license plates in prisons either.
Yeah.
Over across the Pacific Ocean.
So my big thing is you want to know what you eat.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sense. When the quality that you're going to get from local, I mean, it's great to shop local always, but some of the stuff that you folks have brought to this studio over the years is just insanely good. So it's definitely worth a try.
It's all on display at the Garlic Festival.
There's also different varieties. Like most of what New York State farmers are growing is hardneck. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
so what does that mean?
So there's softneck and there's hardneck garlic. And softneck is typically what you're buying when you get garlic that's grown overseas. And it's way less intense if you were to try it next to a New York State grown hardneck variety. The hardneck's going to be almost spicy. It's so intensely garlicky. They really are like night and day.
I didn't know garlic had a neck. Is the hardneck right over there?
So in this braid, this is called the neck. So if you ever seen a softneck braid, it's braided like you would braid hair, like that. But this here is a hardneck. You can't bend it like that.
Yeah.
But the hardneck also gives escape off in the spring. This will grow up. And when it grows, it makes a complete circle and then grows back up. And that's called the scape. When it does that, you cut it off and you can saute it like green onions or scallions.
Ah.
It's got a beautiful garlic taste. And when you cut that off, it promotes the growth to go to the bulb and it makes your bulb bigger.
Ah, all right. Now, okay, believe it or not, I'm not very skilled in the garden, right? But you held that up and I said, oh, it's a garlic tree. The garlic's up top. The garlic's underground.
Yes.
Sorry, Pat. I, you know, I'm ignorant of most things. And, I apologize.
Oh, come and to the garlic festival and learn something.
Maybe
what,
I will,
right?
Yes.
This is like a decorative thing. So
yeah,
you can hang
beautiful.
It up, hang it up in your kitchen. As you need a garlic, you just cut it off.
That is great. And so can you use the actual necks for something?
Not on this, no. But what the part that grows up, the scapes...
Right.
Like I said,
right.
You could cook
Understood.
With it, or pickled garlic scapes, or garlic scape pesto, or...
Yeah, garlic scapes.
They freeze well, too.
Yeah, a lot of different uses for the scape.
Pickled scapes,
but you only
so
get
good.
The you only get the scape on the hard neck. The soft neck varieties don't have a scape.
Ah, well, it is garlic fest season in our region, and we're joined, as every year, we have a garlic show, and we welcome our buddy Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt, and Bailey Carlotto, Rayma from Rockerbox Spice, Tom Holmes, who's a newbie here. How are you, you having fun so
yeah,
far?
Enjoying it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Love to talk garlic.
Really?
You'll be scared by the time you pull out.
Well, I don't know. Pat Pretorius from Hudson Valley Garlic Fest is here, and that happens the weekend of the 28th
and 29th.
Right.
And if you want to learn the different tastes of garlic, you must come to the festival. There are samples. Most of our farmers put out samples of their garlic, and some of them range from spicy and hot to mild, so you can really taste the difference.
Okay, well,
in
let's
the garlic.
Let's do this. I wanted to talk about desserts, but how can there be different spice levels in something that is, it's just garlic, right?
A man came to me several years ago in Hudson, out of his pocket pulls a little clove. Eat this, he says. Sure, it's just garlic.
Yeah.
Those are the highest things I've ever had. He starts laughing. Now, you like that? Pretty hot, huh?
Really?
Can't remember what Friday. Boy, was that hot. He goes, don't you ever do that to me again.
Holy mackerel. I didn't realize. Number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. Before the poetry forum, which is coming up here in a moment, going back to the dessert angle, I recommended making cobbler out of the black garlic. Tony, you had a different idea. What was your idea again?
Ice cream, garlic ice cream has been mentioned too.
I can't buy
we do
it.
Have that.
Black garlic ice cream.
We have black, or we have garlic ice cream.
But even the garlic
the
ice cream is very palatable.
Yes, it is.
Because they cook the garlic in butter, is why, which I didn't realize that until my friend Titus called in the last show in July. Titus from Stockbridge.
All right, anybody else?
Garlic ice cream.
Anybody else with a garlic dessert idea?
It's not really a dessert. It could be. I think of it as a dirt. But a friend of mine from the Sheffield Festivals, the Farmer's Market, she sells goat cheese. I got to get there before 5 o'clock or else she'll be sold out.
Right.
Some certain days, she will have garlic goat cheese. It's delicious. I personally eat the cheese raw with a spoon. That's just how I work.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no crackers, no chips, just raw cheese.
You're a weird child, aren't you? By the way, we got a note here, and I have not confirmed this, but I assume it to be true. Mary wrote in, we just did an underwriting spot for the Delmar Farmers Market, and Mary wrote in that tomorrow's is actually canceled. Given what's going on in Bethlehem, it's quite possible this is true, but you should check ahead and find out before you head out to that one. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Garlic today. And now, Bailey Carlotto will read the Ode to Garlic.
Oh, boy. Let me just shuffle the paper.
That's fair. We're ready.
Yep.
Are you scared?
A little bit.
All right.
Let her rip.
Is there any swearing? Tony wrote this. Is there any swearing in this?
No spices.
Surprisingly,
okay. My labels,
no.
This is my...
Okay.
I read it for the first time, and I was surprised, too.
Huh, okay.
It's PG. A third grader can read this.
This is G.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Garlic? Oh, garlic. I know, very ornate. 'Tis you that makes my heart tick. Since days of pyramids and ruling pharaohs, how long you last, no one knows. Countless are the lives you've extended. I will cherish you till mine is ended. From the day you start in the fall, I patiently wait till you grow tall, from bulbs to cloves and into the ground. I watch as the calendar days go round, in winter while under the snow you sleep. I dream of the day when you are mine to keep, oh the joy, that sunny day in the spring.
Wait, how many pages is this?
4.
Oh my heavens, all right. Go ahead.
When further from the dirt you zing, with shoots of green so bright and clean, only I know how much you mean, the awaited heat from the warmth of May. makes you rise taller every day, onward through the weeks of June. Your steady growth keeps me in tune. By Independence Day, your scapes and swans are the very things that turn me on. In hearty salads and tasty broth, you truly make my mouth froth. With those bulbs now red, purple, or white, I will only wait for one more night.
'Tis like Hamlet.
Literally. For tomorrow is when that summer day comes that puts a smile on my face as my tummy hums. As I pull you gently from the ground, the recipes in my head go round. I mix you up with honey and vinegar to ward away the evils of sugar. For this is the very tonic that makes my colon supersonic.
All right, that's it. Really? There's more?
Oh, yeah. I can read fast, don't worry.
All right, fine.
Be it 2, 4, 6, 8, each and every clove I appreciate. To my blood the gift of health you bring that makes my heart and body sing. Whether I roast you, toast you, mince you, or slice you, my dear garlic, I really like you. Don't worry, last page is pretty short.
All right, fair enough.
And now the time's for me to say, as I think of you each and every day, Allium Sativa, may you forever be my dearest Eva.
Well, yay. Bailey, that was well delivered. Tony, I'm not surprised.
I haven't even read the credits yet.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Well done, Bailey Carlotto. That was very nice. It's the Garlic Fest program here on Food Friday. And let's go to Kim in the Berkshires. Kim, you're on.
Hey, it's Kim. I just wanted to throw out something for dessert.
Okay.
This is labor-intensive, but it's delicious. I take my favorite garlic, I slice the cloves into little thin pieces, spray them a little bit with some olive oil, and then I roast them in a slow oven, like 250 degrees, and let them slowly dry out. Maybe flip them even, which is a pain in the neck. Sprinkle a little bit of salt on them, and then use those as nuts over, like, vanilla ice cream. Oh, oh my God, it's so
girl.
Good.
Tom Holmes is nodding his head.
Like potato chips.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's really labor-intensive, and it's even more labor-intensive because as you're making them, you just keep eating them, so it takes forever to get, like, a whole bowl of them.
Yeah.
But they're really good on ice cream.
Sounds worth it.
Okay.
Fabulous.
I think you got a thumbs up from the panel here,
Bravo.
Kim.
Bravo.
Thank cool. you very much for the call. Have a great weekend. By the way, I got a shout-out here to Bailey and Tony.
Oh.
Great going. Bailey is a star and awesome researcher at the Sheffield Historical Society. That's from Paul.
Oh, OB.
Is that nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know his initials. Okay, let's go to Vermont. Sharon, you're on.
Hi. You talked about black garlic dust.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was a recipe for that, and how much did you add to the brownies?
Rama.
Ooh, that's a good idea. A good point. I have not personally made the brownies. They're made by my friend Kristen at Ardent Homesteader. But if I were to use like a box brownie mix and I'm making a big tray of them, I would probably use like somewhere between 1 and 2 teaspoons. 2 might be a lot. What do you think?
Okay. More like bacon. That's too much bacon, said no one ever.
Sure.
Let her rip. There can't be enough.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So do you make the black garlic dust by cooking garlic until it's dust?
Well, the black garlic is made first, and that is a really slow process that Tony and Tom are experts in. It's heated at a really low temperature for like almost a month straight, so it basically caramelizes out fully. It's like roasted garlic to the extreme. And then to make the dust, it's just dehydrated and ground into a powder, which is actually how you also make raw garlic dust or roasted garlic dust. It's all just pure dehydrated and ground up garlic. Mm. So the black garlic dust is pure black garlic concentrate, basically. In
it's
powder
so
form.
Good, Sharon. It's crazy.
I get mine by accident. Some have a defaulty pot that's got a dimple in it, and the humidity escapes out, and you end up with hard cloves.
And you just crush it up?
And I just save that, so by accident I get enough to make the black garlic powder.
Sharon, you want to follow up real quick? Go ahead.
Do you use a particular garlic to do that?
Anyone will work. Tom's
okay.
red German red works really well, and the yellow part works really
but
well.
But if you want a shortcut, come get mine. I'm Rockerbox.
And she will be at the Hudson Valley
the
Garlic Festival.
Yeah. Garlic dust ever.
Sharon, real thanks stuff. A lot for the call. So the blackened garlic, the black garlic that you made, or that you brought, Tony, you roasted this, right?
It's beyond roasting.
And what kind of garlic was this?
That
what
was elephant garlic, which I really find to be sweeter, and it's the texture so nice. some smaller ones, you don't get too much out of it. These giant cloves, it's just wonderful to chew on. It's amazing.
So maybe that's why it tastes so sweet? Maybe
well, it takes
because
12 days.
It's not actually garlic?
Well, Maillard reaction is like when you're cooking a steak and get that browning, that's a Maillard reaction. A bread crust, a deep brown bread crust is a Maillard reaction. People deal with it every day. They deal with umami every day, which is just powerful flavoring.
Think about when you roast a marshmallow over a campfire.
Oh, yeah.
Why that's so much tastier than
that's
a raw
Maillard
marshmallow.
Umami.
Rayma and Tom, you do a lot of these fests with Tony. How many times has he said the word umami this year?
Umami, not your dad.
Umami.
It's in every recipe now. That's
once
what we have
you
to
say
do
umami,
show.
You can never stop.
I mean, he's
don't
not.
Say
he's not
your
wrong.
Daddy.
All right, let's go to. Thank you again. Let's go to Jody in Glenmont. Jody, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Back in the 1990s, I was part of a gourmet club with five other couples, and the host couple would set the theme for the dinner, and the dinner that we hosted, I served chocolate-covered garlic cloves.
Wow!
That the cloves were blanched in hot water and then dipped in milk chocolate, and they were delicious.
Holy mackerel. Has anyone seen this at the fests?
Not yet.
Wow! Yeah. Great, Jody. Go ahead.
And I wanted to know, how do you store garlic long-term if you want to buy it in bulk?
You can't really have it that long. Some garlic's, 5 to 6 months. The soft neck will go maybe 7, 8, 9 months.
But really?
Use it. Eat it.
And how would you store it properly?
Not in a bright area. No more dark in your pantry. Not really in the basement. Not in the attic. But a
cool
pantry up and away from light.
What about in the fridge?
Any ideas for that?
Definitely not in the
definitely
fridge.
Not in the fridge?
No.
Nope.
What can help is a brown paper bag, but in your pantry, out of the sunlight, and just room temperature.
The fridge will encourage the sprout to start sprouting in the cold weather.
Really?
When you plant a garlic clove, it needs to go through freezing ground called vernalization, which makes it separate cloves. That's why in the South they can't really grow a hardened garlic and get the full.
I'll be darned. Jody, do you want to follow up very quickly here?
That's all. You answered my question.
Hey, let me ask you a question before you go. When you made these chocolate-covered garlic cloves, what kind of chocolate? Was it dark chocolate, milk chocolate? What'd you use?
I think I used a little of both. So some were dipped in milk chocolate and some were dipped in dark chocolate.
That sounds amazing.
I prefer dark.
Thank you very much, Jody. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Very quickly, we only have about 30, 40 seconds. Jennifer in Egremont. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi. I make garlic bread s'mores.
Oh, my heavens to Murgatroyd. What the?
You get really good bread, a lot of garlic on the garlic bread, and then you make s'mores instead of graham crackers.
Anybody? Has anybody heard of the like?
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody,
nope. Wish
everybody's shaking their head. Jennifer, genius.
Great.
All right, well, something's happening. Jennifer just attained orbit. All right, we're done here. Pat Pretorius, tell us once again how people can find out more about the Hudson Valley Garlic Fest, which is coming up.
You can find us at HudsonValleyHVGF.org. We will have the vendors listed on there with their products, and you can buy discounted tickets on the website.
Okay, we can't.
I also like to mention that we are a zero waste festival. We've been trying to do that for a couple of years now, and we've been very successful.
That's so cool. Well,
yeah.
good luck with it. Rayma, how do people find out about Rockerbox?
Rockerboxspiceco.com.
Thank you so much for being here. Tony, how do we find out about your endeavors?
Rolling Rock Farm, rollingrock.farm, rollingrocksalt.com. And blackgarlicstore.com.
Those are your only three URLs at this time? Usually have 887 URLs.
Can't mention the sexy one.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for not doing that. And Tom Holmes, HomeQuest Farms.
You got it. HomeQuest Farms and HomeQuestFarms@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thank you all for being
here. Baker's Dozen Corn.
Bailey, do you have a website for your...
I do, yes. www.baileyspice.com. Bailey's capitalized. Don't forget that part.
Gotcha. Well, listen, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Support comes
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
support comes from Copaic Hillsdale Farmers Market on New York 22. Open for the season, Saturdays 9 to 1. Local produce, meats, baked goods, spirits, and more. Snap customers welcome. Copaic Hillsdale Farmers Market. At the Cheese Traveler, Albany, a purveyor of handcrafted domestic and imported cheeses, charcuterie, pantry items, grilled cheese curated from farms, dairies, and producers locally and around the globe, thecheesetraveler.com. All right, we've done our garlic thing. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We'll see you Monday at 2.